Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, After a Doctor Explores. What Near-Death Experiences Reveal About Life and Beyond is a nonfiction work by psychiatrist Bruce Grayson, MD, DA, a longtime academic researcher associated with the scientific study of near-death experiences. Drawing on decades of clinical interviews and research, Grayson examines reports from people who came close to death or were temporarily clinically unresponsive and later described vivid, structured experiences. The book sits at the intersection of medicine, psychology, and the philosophy of mind, aiming to treat NDEAs as a legitimate subject for careful inquiry rather than as mere folklore or pathology. Grayson writes for general readers while maintaining a researcher's concern for definitions, patterns, and alternative explanations. He surveys recurring features often reported across cultures and belief systems. That considers what these narratives might imply about the relationship between brain function and conscious experience, and discusses why such events can have durable effects on how people live. The overarching purpose is to encourage open-minded skepticism, neither reflexive belief nor reflexive dismissal, but a serious look at what the data can and cannot support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, near-death experiences as a consistent human phenomenon. A central contribution of After is its emphasis that near-death experiences are not isolated oddities, but a recognizable pattern of experiences reported by many individuals in life. Threatening circumstances. Grayson describes how accounts often include recurring elements such as an altered sense of time, intensified clarity, out-of-body perceptions, encounters with a bright light or presence, and panoramic life review themes. The point is not that every report looks identical, but that there is enough structure and repetition to warrant systematic attention. Grayson also highlights that NDE reports come from people of differing ages, cultures, and prior religious commitments, which helps frame the phenomenon as broader than a single tradition or expectation. This framing matters because it sets the stage for scientific questions. If there are regular features, then there may be underlying psychological, neurobiological, or potentially non-material explanations that can be compared. By treating NDE as an identifiable category, the book encourages readers to move beyond sensational stories and toward careful description, classification, and respectful listening to experiencers without prematurely forcing the narratives into either purely spiritual or purely medical boxes. Secondly, from anecdotes to methods studying NDEs with clinical rigor, Grayson repeatedly returns to the challenge of investigating intensely personal experiences with tools that clinicians and researchers can defend. In After, he draws on his long career interviewing experiencers and comparing reports, emphasizing the importance of consistent questioning, clear criteria, and caution about memory, suggestion, and cultural framing. His work is often associated with efforts to standardize NDE research, including using structured measures to evaluate the depth and characteristics of an experience. The book uses this methodological stance to address a common critique that NDE literature is merely anecdotal. Grayson does use narrative accounts, but he positions them as data points that can be aggregated and analyzed for patterns and for internal consistency. He also acknowledges limitations. NDEs are typically unexpected, not ethically reproducible on demand, and often reported after the fact. That reality makes it hard to run perfect experiments, so the book argues for a best available approach, careful clinical documentation, cross-checking when possible, and comparing NDE reports to other altered states, such as dreams, hallucinations, or medication effects. The result is a pragmatic model of how to take extraordinary reports seriously without abandoning scientific discipline. Thirdly, evaluating skeptical explanations without dismissing experiencers. After spending substantial effort on the question many readers bring to the topic, are NDEs simply products of a stressed brain? Grayson surveys familiar skeptical accounts, such as the possibility of hallucination, confabulation, oxygen deprivation, drug effects, seizure-like activity, or expectations shaped by culture. Rather than presenting skepticism as hostility, he treats it as an essential step in responsible interpretation. He argues that some proposed mechanisms do not neatly fit the full profile of many NDE reports, especially the reported clarity, coherence, and the way certain features recur, even among people who did not previously endorse afterlife beliefs. He also discusses the subset of cases in which experiencers claim to have perceived events while apparently unconscious, which raises questions about how perception and memory might operate under extreme conditions. Importantly, the book does not claim that every story proves survival after death. Instead, it highlights the gap between what current models can confidently explain and what remains puzzling. This balanced posture is part of the book's ethical stance: treat experiencers with respect, pursue explanations with humility, and avoid using uncertainty as a reason either to sensationalize or to ridicule. Fourthly, transformation after an NDE values fear of death and meaning. One of the most consistent themes in AFTER is that the aftermath of an NDE can be more measurable than the experience itself. Grayson describes how many experiencers report long-term shifts in priorities and personality, reduced fear of death, decreased materialism, heightened empathy, and a stronger sense of purpose or interconnectedness. The book treats these changes as clinically significant, not merely inspirational, because they can alter relationships, career choices, and mental health trajectories. Grayson also notes that integration is not always simple. Even when the experience is described as positive, it can leave people feeling alienated, misunderstood, or reluctant to speak openly for fear of being labeled irrational. That social pressure becomes part of the story. The medical system and broader culture often lack a comfortable framework for discussing such events. Grayson uses this to argue for better listening practices in healthcare, especially when patients are recovering from cardiac arrest, trauma, or intensive care. The broader implication is that NDEs function as meaning-making events. Whatever their ultimate origin, they can catalyze profound psychological reorientation, and the book explores why that might happen and how clinicians and families can respond constructively. Lastly, mind and brain, what NDEs suggest and what they cannot prove. AFTER ultimately uses NDE research as a lens on the classic mind-brain problem: is consciousness entirely produced by the brain? Or might it be able to occur in some form independent of normal brain function? Grayson challenges a strictly reductionist assumption that consciousness must cease the moment the brain is severely impaired, arguing that some features of NDE reports do not fit easily with a simple model of a shutting down brain. At the same time, the book is careful about the difference between suggestive evidence and conclusive proof. NDEs are subjective reports, the medical circumstances vary, and the exact timing of experiences relative to measurable brain activity is often difficult to establish. Grayson therefore frames his position as an invitation to expand inquiry rather than a final verdict. He encourages readers to consider alternative models of consciousness while maintaining intellectual honesty about uncertainty. This is part of what distinguishes the book within popular afterlife literature. It is less focused on preaching a doctrine and more focused on what a clinician researcher believes. The collected observations justify. The result is a thoughtful exploration of how science, medicine, and philosophy might approach experiences that feel deeply real to those who have them, even when existing theories struggle to account for them fully. In conclusion, AFTER is best suited for readers who want a careful, research-informed introduction to near-death experiences without the extremes of either uncritical belief or reflexive debunking. Healthcare professionals, counselors, chaplains, and anyone supporting people after cardiac arrest or other medical crises can benefit from Grayson's emphasis on listening well and taking account seriously as part of recovery. And meaning making. Curious general readers will gain a map of the major features commonly reported in NDEAs, an overview of how researchers try to study them responsibly, and a grounded discussion of why conventional explanations often feel incomplete to experiencers. The book stands out in the afterlife and consciousness category because its author is a psychiatrist with a long academic career focused on this topic, and because the tone is clinical and humane rather than sensational. Compared with many popular titles that argue a predetermined spiritual conclusion, Grayson foregrounds uncertainties and methodological constraints while still insisting that dismissing the phenomenon is not a scientific posture. The practical benefit is not simply comfort about death, though some readers may find that, but a more nuanced framework for thinking about consciousness, mortality, and the psychological consequences of extraordinary experiences that can permanently reshape a life. If you would like to support Bruce Grayson MDD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.